I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Short week because of the holiday, so just 3 days in the studio, and then we are off to New Hampshire and the last and final road show of the fourth road show season, and that is happening on Thursday morning up at Lake Winnipesaukee, the Dive. And so cannot wait to see you all there and to see you the night before at the Nazwa for pregame right there on the lake. You can go by boat. You can go by automobile. You could go by horse if you want to. But we cannot wait to see you up there. Wiggy, I think your first trip ever to Winnipesaukee. Am I right about that?
I think so. I went to a lake in New Hampshire, but I'm not sure if it was Winnipesaukee.
You would know. Winnipesaukee is, it's like ocean-like, like it, because it's such a big lake that it has the waves, and you're when you're out in the middle of it, it's like you're out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, so, no, this place didn't have waves.
So we cannot wait to get up there and wrap up the roadshow season with you on Thursday morning, and we have a special limited edition Lake Winnipesaukee Dive merch item for 1 week only, so to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. So cannot wait to see you up there this week for the final road show presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. This is Sean from Maine. Hey, Sean.
It's John.
Oh, John. Hey, John. Good morning.
John. Yeah, how you doing, Greg?
What's up?
First time caller. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the topic of the painted lines in the Italian heritage.
Yes.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen to the rest of your comment because I was trying to find the phone number to call you.
Yeah.
However, I would say that whoever approved the removal of the painting of that those lines wouldn't have the stones if it were the gay pride colors.
Well, you're probably. I mean, I don't know because I have no idea because I don't think they tried it. Mm-hmm. Where we spend a lot of time worrying about things that don't matter. And not enough time worrying about the things that do matter in this country. Right. So if since 1985, though, on that street, Adams Street in Newton, the lines have been white and red and green to celebrate the Italian heritage. And to do it in the dark of night and remove it, most likely because somebody complained, is offensive to me. I'm bothered by it.
Right, so. And it definitely was like whoever the city official was that said, all right, we have to remove it because
somebody's complaining. Right. One or two people are complaining. So it's just really, really bothersome to me.
A quick trigger there with Sean or John. I thought you.
Oh, what happened?
You were too quick with the trigger with John on the call there.
He's being sarcastic.
Let's see here. You can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. Hello and good morning if you are. This show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond and you haven't gone to see the team at Springer's, then you should because you'll be doing your wallet a favor. And they don't just sell you diamonds. They teach you how to buy them at Springer's. So go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Shine, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
In the Twitch chat this morning, there's always a lively ongoing debate. Sounds of Muzak. says Greg was not bothered by a military parade, but bothered by some Italian colors outrage.
Ooh.
Yes, I was not bothered. This country is celebrating its birthday, and they had been planning a military parade for years. I was not bothered by that. I thought it was kind of cool.
I'll have awful analogies for 1,000.
Wait, I don't get that, though. Like, so you
I love parades. I love balloons.
Right.
You weren't bothered by that, and you're not bothered by this. That seems like you're kind of keeping it.
I was happy to see our great servicemen and women celebrated in this country. So I don't know why you Sounds of Muzak, why you would be bothered by that. Yeah. But I was not.
I went to my first St. Patty's Day parade. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the next one to go? Jeez.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't, yeah.
Am I going to lose out on Oktoberfest and walking around in my Lederhosen, eating a pretzel, drinking some beer?
Please don't. When it comes to the Lederhosen, I hope you might avoid that. If you could. All right. Where are we going? Oh, they said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city where we are right now. So whether they drive or whether they construct or whether they care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with those Boston Red Sox. When Rafael Devers was traded, there was a lot of mudslinging and trying to defame Rafael Devers on his way out. Well, one of his teammates or former teammates isn't going to partake in that. Instead, Alex Bregman talked positively about Rafael Devers and the kind of teammate he was. Here was Alex Bregman on the field before yesterday's game.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed every second of playing with him and being his teammate. I think he's one of the smarter baseball players I've played with. He's really good. Just the little things and his approach and game plan. And, yeah, obviously, was shocked, but it's well above my pay grade.
Okay, well, that's one guy who definitely appreciated Rafael Devers and what he brought, I guess, to this baseball team.
I think, like what Courtney said, I think they like the guy, you know, but it doesn't seem like they're too hurt that he's gone, right? For whatever reason, I think they liked him, but there's not a lot of like...
Just in the win column.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but this team stinks even with Devers. You know, they stunk with him.
They swept the Yankees. And
that's one series, Curtis.
Playing much better than they are now.
No, I agree, but still, but prior to them sweeping the Yankees, they weren't doing very well.
I think a lot of MLB players, and this isn't a diss, this is just what I've observed, are very confident as they should be and can sometimes be cocky. And a lot of them probably look at this as, at least when he first got traded, okay, he's gone, but I'm really good. Why aren't you talking about me or the rest of the team? Like, I think that's the approach that they have, where it is such a big team. It's like, okay, Rafi's gone, moving on. We're all still really good. We're MLB. Be players. We make millions of dollars. Like, look at us.
But do you think they are like Curtis and that they look at their performance since the trade and they are pissed about it?
Pissed about the trade?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're pissed about the trade.
Well, Trevor Story had some interesting comments over the weekend as well, talking about how he was frustrated by how the media was portraying Devers and the teammates. I also think that the reason the players, by and large, weren't outwardly mad, it's a young team where a bunch of the young guys were going to get more playing time as a result of that trade.
But that's what I mean, where it's like a lot of me, 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 and they're not worried about him.
Right, but it's not even, it's like, it'd be, right, they're going to have more of an opportunity. So while the team may be worse, they're confident that they can be better, as you alluded to.
So, all right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, a discussion we've had on the show many, many times is, do states with no taxes, no state taxes or income tax, have an advantage over states like Massachusetts who have a millionaire's tax? Well, Marty Walsh was asked about this in terms of the NHL. Here was his response.
First and foremost, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, it's just, it's come up so many different times. in different states. In most states, most cities don't have jurisdiction to raise taxes. Some states do. New York cities do. New York does, and I believe Chicago does. It's a state issue. It's a state law. Same in Canada. So there's not much we can do about it. So all the conversation that I hear about the taxes, and Ron will jump into this because I know he wants to in a minute. It doesn't. I mean, the fact that we have Florida won the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row, can you put on the state tax? I don't think that's the reason why they won the Stanley Cup. I think the reason why they won the Stanley Cup is because they put the best group of players together. There are other teams out there that have great players as well. Free agency is coming up. I don't think there's any players out there saying, well, I don't want to sign with X team because the rate is 10%. So I don't think it has that big of an impact. I think that's more of a story that's being spun by the press and people that want to spin it up. But I honestly don't think the tax issue is dictating where players go for what team.
Well, so there's a shocker, Curtis. A career politician doesn't right. think that people are affected by the taxes. That's the story there.
Let me just say
that
this.
That is a shocker.
I miss Marty Walsh. We all do, I think. But God, is he awful on his feet. He just he sounds like he has no clue what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He just keeps repeating himself.
I mean, you look at what are the Bennett signed his deal, right?
Was yeah, 8 years for $80
million. $80 million. What do you guess he would have paid in taxes elsewhere?
It's half the games that you're home.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's
Massachusetts, 5%?
Yeah, it's actually over 5%, even though the people voted that it should not be allowed to be higher than 5% 10 years ago, and the legislature just ignored that vote. They do everything else when the people vote.
I tend to agree with you in this stuff, Greg. I think the Florida Panthers are a tough example just because I think they acquired a lot of their players via trade, and so it wasn't necessarily free agency that they acquired a lot of their talent. So it's hard to use them as the example, but I think overall, over the course of all sports, especially it feels like in basketball more so than in other sports, like because the numbers are so big, the money numbers are so big, that no taxes does in fact play a role.
It's common sense. Like right. if you're looking at two options or three options and one of them you don't have to pay any income tax, you're going to look favorably on that option
all day long, you know. Yeah. Especially when it gets close, like you said, when you get close to that money situation and you go, wasn't it Calvin Ridley, right, who chose Tennessee, which is a state with no income tax, was like,
and no sports betting, thankfully.
It was like, you know, when it came down to it, the money that I could save playing in Tennessee versus playing here is just it is a good portion of money.
Yeah. All right. What's that,
have
Sean?
More bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean, I could
what,
we?
What does that has not? What does that have to do with anything?
Figured I'd bring that one back real quick, but
I miss those days. By the way. We had a lot of great arguments, Marty Walsh and I, during the pandemic.
Sure did.
You know what? I give him credit for coming on all the time and having the argument yeah. over and over and
seems
over.
Seems like a really nice guy, too.
He's
who was
guy.
More wrong, Ken or Marty Walsh?
Debatable.
Right.
All right, what's next?
Well, sticking in hockey, the Bruins selected James Higgins with the 7th overall pick in this year's NHL draft. And James Higgins was introduced. That pick was introduced by none other than Adam Sandler as Happy Gilmore himself. Higgins was asked about what it was like to hear Happy Gilmore announce his name.
It was the coolest, one of the coolest moments I've ever had. I loved Happy Gilmore. It was my favorite movie. So seeing him up on the screen, and then, you know, you're sitting there and you're hoping he says your name, and he says Boston College, and, you know, it's something that, you know, doesn't feel real. He's a funny guy, so hopefully I can meet him in person one day.
So credit to Don Sweeney on this pick and this draft, right? I mean, has taken a lot of abuse on this show and elsewhere when it comes to drafting, but it seems like they stole one.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think the Higgins kid is really, really talented, and the fact that he fell all the way to 7 and the Bruins just stuck there and took him, I think was the right
he
decision.
He fell most likely because of this freshman season at BC, right?
Yeah, he had a slight down year compared to what he had done with the U18 team and the national U.S. Development team. But, I mean, a slight down year is still a point-per-game center. So, like, this kid is really, really talented.
I'm like Curtis that by the time this kid even gets on the roster, Sweeney will probably be gone. You know, I mean, Milbury talks about it all the time. You know, a lot of these guys, it takes them 3 years, you know, to get to the NHL. And so it's like, what are you doing with this team right now?
Wiggy, I wouldn't be shocked if you see James Higgins at the end of this year. Right. Like when the BC season is over, if he chooses to go back to BC for another year, which I think is the right call, he plays at BC, and similar to when McAvoy finished at BU,
right,
he came to the NHL, the Bruins team. I think you might see Higgins at the end of the year, especially if the Bruins are out of the playoffs.
All right.
Rivers are in the Twitch chat. He's 5'10", 170. Unless he fills out, he'll get killed. He'll get killed. No, he's up to 190. Put some weight on, like Shyman myself. All right, what's next?
Wiggy had a great lead this morning talking about LeBron James. Bill Simmons is now throwing around fake LeBron trades because with LeBron opting in, there's the chance LeBron doesn't actually finish his career with the Los Angeles Lakers. Here was the idea Bill Simmons had.
Can I walk you through a fake trade I made? LeBron and his son go to Cleveland. Utah gets...
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's Darius Garland and Rui Hachimura. The Lakers get Kessler, Lonzo Ball, Jordan Clarkson, and John Collins. Utah has to throw a pick or two, has to sprinkle some picks around because ultimately they're getting Darius Garland. I just am on the record. I don't think Cleveland should trade Darius Garland, but I'm just saying, like, I wonder if those types of deals are being talked about. The whole reason I'm talking about this is I think this is going to be really hard now that he's opted in. For any other outcome, then he's just on the team doing the, I don't know, we'll see what they do. I'm monitoring it. It's like, okay, glad you're monitoring it. Like, we're not going to be able to get a center. Like, do you want us to trade 2 unprotected first rounders for Kessler? The Lakers have Luka Doncic now. Why are they doing that? Like, they're in Luka mode now for the next 10 years. How do we build around Luka? So it's really awkward. And I'm surprised it's not a bigger story. I think this is pretty strange.
See, I agree with Simmons. They are in Luka mode, right? It is really about building around Luka from here on out. Because if LeBron's got 1, maybe 2 more years left in him, depending on how long he wants to play, shouldn't you be going, okay, let's see what we can get for LeBron James and send him someplace, or, you know, with him, send him someplace where he has a legitimate chance of winning a championship?
Well, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
But when you look at other teams, I don't know how I still can't figure the apron out, but are you willing to pick up the $52 million on that for 1 year of LeBron James?
Well, if you know that you're a team that is right there when it comes to it.
It's a lot of money.
If you're Golden State and you could say, all right, we'll flip LeBron to Golden State for Jimmy Butler, which the money's kind of the same, and we'll throw Bronny in there just for ish and giggles. You're Golden State. You don't look at it and go at LeBron and Steph Curry give us a better chance to win a championship than Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Bill Chisholm. If you just have to pick up LeBron, it's $52.6 million. If Bronny's included, it's $52.8 million. But yeah, go ahead. What, Curtis?
Bill Chisholm actually told Gary Washburn that had Tatum been healthy, they would have traded for LeBron. So.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like I get it. He's been an incredible player, but mm-hmm. It seems like adding that for 1 year, all that comes with it, adding that to your team
mm-hmm.
is more trouble than the benefit you get from it.
You get one of the top players.
So if you're adding him to your team, does he get approval on who the head coach is?
I think Golden State wouldn't have an issue with Steve Kerr.
Well, I also think he would have to approve the trade to whatever the team is. Yeah. So, like, he would know ahead of time going in who the coach is already.
Yeah, and he's not going to go someplace where it's like...
going to New Orleans.
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult. He's going to a place where if he gets there, he's playing with one or two other guys that he can legitimately say, oh, we can win the championship.
Curtis, what does Adam Silver want? Any idea on that? Because that's important here.
Yeah, he wants LeBron to be happy, and he wants the under.
Well, if I'm Adam Silver, I want him to go to Golden State. Can you imagine LeBron and Steph Curry? I mean, look what that would do for, you know, ratings and people watching
that. Does this negate at all if LeBron wins again, but he's like the third best player? Like, you know how kind of like Peyton Manning's second championship, the defense won it for the Broncos. It's not really looked at as like this huge accomplishment by the quarterback. Brock Osweiler was the guy most of that year. Like,
yeah, but LeBron's not in that category. Like, if LeBron went to Golden State, there would be games where LeBron would be the leading scorer in a couple playoff games. I mean, he's still at the level, plays at a high, high level. So he would not be number three. He might be number two behind Steph Curry, but there would be some games that LeBron would be carrying them.
I mean, one would be a bubble title, and one would be when you're not the best player. I don't know if you can use that to say you're tied with Jordan.
Well, no, I don't know if you can use that, but it's just you go out as another champion. I mean, when you want that as a player, look at
Masha. LeBron just averaged 25-9-5. Like, yeah. It's not like he's a scrub.
That's he's good.
True. Yep.
All right, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend, and Courtney and today's news next.